From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Patrick Timpone, and it's January 7th, 2018. Well, who'd have thunk it? Man, I tell you what. 2019, yeah. Did I say 2018? Oh, well. 2019, and I suppose there was a time back in the 60s we could have written a science fiction movie about 2019, or 2020 would have been the year, right? 2020. Of course, we would have all been wrong, because not too much science fiction stuff has happened, except there, well, I guess, a lot. Transhumanism and Soylent Green, like GMO foods. Remember that movie, Soylent Green? Wars all over the place. Sure glad I don't have a TV, boy. I only have one. I know, I told you, you're going to hurt yourself if you watch that thing. For me, going on the internet and looking at stuff as I do, just to keep up with Andrew Goss more than anything. Other than that, I don't really care. Yeah, I don't care about the world. They're bonkers anyway. Anyway, so you get better and better and better at reading headlines, which is about all I do, and not have them affect you in one iota. Just read them, and even if it says, aliens just landed on the White House lawn, you would just say, okay, and then go to the next one. That's kind of the energy, in my opinion, that I have to give it. No more than that, other than it kind of sticks in there somewhere, and it's got to come out. If it sticks in, it's got to come out. But that's my words of wisdom for this morning. If it sticks in there, it's got to come out. That's probably pretty profound, I guess. Anna Bergstrom is here this morning. He's here on the first and the third Monday of the month. This month, we'll start a second Anna Bergstrom show on 2 weeks from today. Tomorrow, Fraser Bailey, who did the great... Oh, by the way, it's available. This will lead into me telling you who's on tomorrow. Fraser Bailey, he did a great documentary called Root Cause. Root Cause. And I was kind of like consulted on it a bit and helped him with it, mainly from the shows that we did. And he gave me a nice credit on the end of it. I think it was a research consultant. Well, it was really cool to be able to see your name on Netflix. It was kind of gave me a little chill there. Anyway, it's on Netflix now. So if you'd like to see it, just go to Netflix. And I think you can, if you're or Prime, or it is Netflix, but whatever. You can find it one of your places where you get it. Root Cause, it's all about root canals. Really a lot of great people in there. It's well done too. It's not some boring documentary where they just keep interviewing people and you just see heads in the... There's a lot of stuff to it. He's got a little drama in there, some fun, and really well done. Anyway, he's doing a new one. And his new subject is stem cells. I don't know how... It'll probably take him a while to put it all together. It takes a long time. And he turned me on to a lady he said was really cool working with stem cells. And we're going to talk to her tomorrow. And then also tomorrow, Dr. Thomas Lewis. And he's all into the eyes and also Alzheimer's. And I'll talk about the brain and the eyes. And it's really cool stuff. I think you're going to like him. That's Dr. Thomas Lewis. He's a PhD. He's a PhD. So Adam Bergstrom, I guess it's pretty true. What do you think? Good morning, Adam. If it goes in there, it's got to come out.
Yeah, it's true. Greetings and salutations, Patrick.
Greetings and salutations to you, dude, and happy new you.
Yes, you too. It's 2019, a new year.
2019, man. By the way, thanks for giving us that line, happy new you. Was that something that, where'd you get that one?
I got it from Swami Nitty Gritty.
You know what they say. I think it's, Pablo Picasso said something like, what is it? A good artist borrow and great artists steal. So it's just.
There we go. They say that plagiarism research is plagiarism from many people instead of one.
Oh, is that, that's what research is?
Yeah. Which is true. You know, we get our information from someplace, so it's out there now. With the internet, it's amazing. I used to spend many hours in libraries, medical and otherwise, and now I can just, with the flick of a switch, I'm all over the universe.
Yeah, but if we get it from the ethers, like from other than physical, I mean, on some other level of, that's not, well, I guess it has been, somebody's done it, right? If you're pulling it down from somewhere.
That's somebody, why invention
somebody's done it somewhere, right? Somebody's done it somewhere.
Definitely. Yeah. In fact, that's why inventions happen at the same time. You know, the electric light was invented the same day by someone in Germany that Thomas Edison invented it, and that happens a lot.
I think Edison, didn't he? Edison and who's the guy with the fuzzy hair? Einstein, didn't they used to get a lot of stuff in the dream state, and there's all kinds of different places you can do that. There's a place, have you ever heard of called that an astral museum? And it's actually on the astral plane, and it has all the inventions that have ever been created or will be created. They have it right there. So you just go up there and see what you want.
The Akashic record, past, present, and future.
And future, yeah. That would be Akashic. Is that more, Adam, on the causal plane or mental plane? I'm not sure.
It's up there higher, yeah.
Yeah, it's up there higher than the astral, yeah.
Now, figure this out. Swami Nitty Gritty said it was helium. The helium atom was the Akashic record. So I don't know where to go from there, but helium is an interesting element, one of the primal elements of the universe right there with hydrogen.
So maybe the Akashic level or something's got a lot of helium in it or something. Who knows, huh?
Well, he said it was helium. According to Nitty Gritty, there's only one atom of every element in the universe, but our brain accelerates it into the universe. So the whole universe could fit in a thimble. Everything else is acceleration.
Oh, yeah. Explain that one to me. Yeah, let's talk about that. That's pretty interesting.
Well, it also explains how we change our minds. The mind over body, people talk about it, but they don't really realize what power we do have over our body.
Yeah.
We hypnotize in a trance state. We wake up and we're born, and school teaches us that this equals that, and this is physical, and this is a sodium pump, and this is whatever. And then we believe it. It's mesmerism. Now, back 100 years ago, there were hundreds of books and maybe thousands of journal articles about mesmerism and animal magnetism, and they watered it down to hypnotism, when actually the universe is a very strange place and science tries to turncock it down into a little bitty puddle instead of an ocean.
Mm-hmm. You know, I suspect that when we get real quiet and are just contemplating, and you know what that is, right? When we're contemplating, and we're just kind of real quiet, Adam, and we're saying, okay, now, this is what I'm going to think. What if I do this, right? Does this go here? And if I do this, let's see what this does. You know, that real quiet, contemplative, which is, I think, is where we really figure things out, or we bring things down from the other planes when we're in that mode of operation. Isn't that really what hypnotism is too?
True.
Is that right? So you're just kind of saying, okay, body, so here you are. Here's the deal. Right. Here's the deal, kidney. Okay. Sharpen up here. Just come on. You can do it. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty powerful, I think.
We can heal our body and hurt our body instantaneously. You know, one time somebody asked me, what chakra are you in? And I joked. I said, I'm in the butthole chakra. And instantly had a embolism the size of a cherry pop out of my butt.
Oh, well, good. That was good.
So yeah. I'm really careful what I say with the big fat mouse.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, yeah.
I had to go do bathroom surgery, get something called sticky green stuff to heal it, and it went away.
Got to be careful. Adam Bergstrom's here. If you'd like to be on the show, we have a lot to talk about here. We're going to have some fun. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Adam has two websites. It is solartiming.com and sunsinknutrition.com. The Sun Sinker is $99 for a lifetime, even if you live to even 144, right, Adam? You don't care.
144. Good age.
Well, that's a good one. That's a good one. And then other books and things like that are on solartiming.com. Adam has a soft cover book that he co-authored years ago called Yes, No, Maybe, Chronobiotic Nutrition. And then all his ebooks and stuff are on solartiming.com. And then he does a blog on One Radio Network, really cool stuff, every couple of days. And then your head will explode with that. Have you thought, do you see any merit, or have you thought about doing another hard copy book?
We think about it from time to time, yes. I'd like to do a new version of Solar Timing. And also a body dowsing book.
Yeah. I mean, I guess people still buy, they still buy books. I do. I like those things you can hold in your hands. You know, it's kind of good.
Same here. Yeah, I love the feel of a book. I have quite a few of them left, so I'm giving some and donating them to libraries now.
Oh, you are? Yeah, boy. You know, I get so many books sent to me. I do the same thing. I pack them up in a box and bring them down to the Dripping Springs Library, and they love it, you know. These are new books, you know. Pretty cool stuff. Yeah, pretty cool
stuff. Over my lifetime, probably most of my money has gone into books. I estimate I've spent $100,000 on books.
Really?
And magazines.
Really?
Really? There was a time when I lived in East Texas, I spent $700 a month on magazines alone.
That's crazy.
I know. I was notorious. In the bookstore I walked into to buy those magazines, I was notorious.
Here comes Adam. Boy, this guy. Bring it out.
That guy who buys all those magazines. I mean, I'd come out with a stack. Then not only that, I would go to the library, and at the end of the year, they would sell off their magazines at 10 cents a piece. So I would buy as much as $60 or $70 worth of those magazines. That's a lot of magazines.
That's a lot of magazines.
Then the university, or actually the college, the Cal College there, would give away a lot of magazines. And one time I took away two carloads of nursing magazines that they gave away.
Adam lives out in Montecito. And it was really fun. Over the weekend, I was dinking around looking through Netflix. I think it was Netflix, and seeing if there was anything fun to watch. I like to watch documentaries and stuff, you know, and just seeing if there's anything fun. And I came across a little thing that I think was made about 6 years ago, Jerry Seinfeld, called Two Comedians in a Car Drinking Coffee. And I said, well, let me see which comedians he talked to. And so there was a couple of cool people in there. Jerry Lewis, I watched that one. That was really fun. Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks, real, real good one. Who else? Ellen DeGeneres, you know. I've never seen her show, really, but I've seen little clips of her. I think she's cute and funny. And so guess where she lives? Well, you know.
Montecito. So in fact, we could see their house from here, but now they sold it to the head of Netflix.
I'll be done. So the whole...
The content guy.
Yeah, the whole show is about Montecito. Seinfeld and Ellen were driving around Montecito, going to coffee shops and places to buy donuts. And it was a sparky little town you got there. They're really, boy, it was busy. There was a lot of cars there. Is it that busy all the time?
Not really.
I don't know what time of the year they taped this thing.
They were on Coast Village Road. In fact, now, because the freeway is getting to be a pig in a python, you know, it's...
shrinks
down to a couple of lanes. They take the... they go through Montecito. So I think that's why they're not replacing the bridges here.
Oh.
So, you know, they have the money here to replace those bridges right away, but we have to go the long way to get into the farmer's market and to get to the central part of Montecito now.
Uh-huh.
They probably were down on Coast Village Road where the fancy restaurants are. Oprah goes down there and eats, and a lot of people. And Ellen is a serial real estate flipper. She has a property here on the beach. She has another one in Midtown, and she sold this other one here and who knows how many other pieces of property she has.
So, why do people like, the rich and famous Oprah Winfrey and Ellen DeGeneres and who's the other guy from West Wing? What's his name? He lives there. Dark-haired guy, Rob Lowe. He lives there. And Adam Bergstrom and Vibrant Gal, the rich and famous. Why do you guys live there? I mean...
Yeah, it's a nice place to be.
Is it really?
Now, we can hang out with the people here, but there are a lot of them. In fact, there are people here who have tremendous amounts of money, like Charlie Munger, for instance.
Oh, we know Charlie. He's a big investment guy, isn't he, Munger?
He is. Just had his 95th birthday. Is right there with Warren Buffett in Berkshire Hathaway.
So what's the big pull there? Is it just the ambiance and the ocean and the mountains and all the good stuff?
Yeah, he just bought a 1,800-acre ranch for the University of California, Santa Barbara, for like $110 million and donated it to them.
Wow.
He does a lot of donations to the university here, which is pretty well off university, mostly thanks to Charlie Munger and some of the other philanthropists here.
Those old philanthropists, we love those guys. Yeah.
Speaking of Seinfeld, we have Marie Louise Dreyfus. Is that her name? She lives right here too. We can see her house right from the window here.
Really? You hobnobbing with the stars, you little guy. Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to make some connections with them so we can do workshops at their places.
Oh yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, that'd be good. Well, I'm going to be a big time screenwriter soon, so I'll introduce you too, and I guess I'll give you some copies of our screenplay, and then we can just throw it over their fence or something, you know.
All righty, lots of screenwriters up here.
Boy,
definitely.
I bet so. Yeah, because you're only an hour or so, 2 hours from L.A.
Yeah, that's why they just take a helicopter down there or drive down there or take a limo down there or whatever.
Yeah.
It's only 80 miles or so, and to Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you're interested in screenwriting, which I know you are, have you heard of Peter Biskin's book, Easy Riders, Raging Bulls, Rock and Roll Hollywood?
No, I have not. Should I get that?
Well, here's the thing. It's an audiobook, the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole thing unexpurgated, and how the golden age of Hollywood developed. It's actually amazing. It's over 24 hours, probably 26 hours, and the links are right there on the internet. You can listen to the whole thing for free on YouTube.
Peter Biskin?
Yeah, Peter Biskin, Easy Riders, Raging Bulls. It's basically how Hollywood right up to the time of Star Wars and how that led to the blockbusters and the inside information. There is also a documentary on it visually for about an hour or so, but the book is fascinating and really goes into some things that little known facts and some X-rated facts too.
Yeah.
It's really a very interesting book.
That sounds fun. Thank you. Okay, Adam Beckstrom, we're going to dig into some things here and, So please join us, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We appreciate your support over 2018, and here we go for 2019. We have a lot of cool people that we promote. That's how we make a living. So if you see something on our website that you like, go ahead and buy it through our site, and that'd be nice, and we'd appreciate it. I saw something with Dr. Thomas Cowan sent me. He's so funny. We're going to get him back on the show. I just really love this guy. Anyway, he is, he's always pushing the lever of what to do and what to take. And he says, he was talking about the three different things that he is doing now to really help his body in exercising and things like that. He said the first is magnesium oil, and he rubs that all over his body before or after working out. And he said the second, get this one, 1 tablespoon of sulfur 30 minutes before every workout. Sulfur containing, and then he actually then adds Shizandra to it and Shilajit. Wow. And sulfur is another key component, writes Cowan, of detoxification pathways and a mineral that is often deficient in modern diets. Without adequate sulfur stores, detoxification is impaired. Lactic acid tends to accumulate in the tissues, and the characteristic cramps and pain and the most post-workout blues happen more readily. Adding a highly absorbable sulfur along with the minerals contained in the Shilajit, with a premier herb that helps the body adapt to stress like Shizandra, really is good. So you can get some Shizandra if you want to from Shen Blossom, and Shilajit you can get on the interweb. And then, but do you know where to get the sulfur? Right here. Here's Wayne Blakely talking about the sulfur. And ours is a really good product. You might want to try it.
Now, what glyphosates do is they stop the uptake of sulfur. That's how it kills a plant. It's a natural product. It's not really chemical-based. It's a natural product of a couple minerals mixed together with detergent in there. That's what Monsanto patented in 1955. So that product... They bought it from a soap company, by the way, the history behind that. Because the soap companies were throwing their water on the ground, it was killing the grass, so that's when Monsanto bought it back in 1955. So it's been in our soil ever since. Now, what it does, it stops the uptake of minerals and nutrients from the soil, especially minerals, and that's what kills a plant. So when we eat plants that have glyphosates in them, it does the same thing to us. It stops the uptake of nutrients. Well, the reason that Monsanto uses this, number one reason, is because bacteria in the soil, once you spray it on a plant and it gets in the soil, the bacteria in the soil consume it. So that's why it goes away every year. That's why they can use it every year, and every year, it just because the bacteria in the soil eat it. But if you have no bacteria in the soil, which the farmers have killed most of it, the bacteria won't eat it. This is why it carries over. That's the reason. Bacteria, any kind of bacteria will consume that product. And my product does a very, very good job of getting rid of that mineral out of the body because it consumes it. That's the way one of the reasons why it works so well. And your gut will do it if you have enough bacteria in there because they consume this product. It's a natural product of the earth. And that's why we use certain products to help take away the glyphosates out of the body and allows the sulfur uptake to occur.
We have a great product. It is pure. It is organic. It's top of the line, and it's one of the cleanest ones you'll find out there. Very few of them are clean machine like ours. Most of them have excipients, tagalongs, also known as yuck stuff in there, and you don't want that. Three prices, United States, Canada, worldwide for a 2-pound order. That's the min, 2 pounds. If you like more than 4 pounds, email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com, and we'll hook you up and give you a discount for sulfur. Previously with Dr. Rulin Chu about her product called Pearlseum. So let's talk about the teeth first. Explain to me what's going on, because there's something magical when you dip your little toothbrush in water. Why do they look so sparkly and just, I don't know, something very energetically about the look of them?
Yeah, it's very, very magical. So like a group of scientists in France discovered that when you put the pearl next to the bones or skins or other connective tissues, and they find it stimulates new growth of the bones and skins and connective tissues, and also to make existing bones and the skins more healthy and stronger. So brush your teeth with the pearl, then your teeth will make your existing teeth stronger, and also it will filling up, you know, teeth with the potassium, and the pearl powder will stimulate the new bone growth and also make the existing teeth very strong.
It's really a great product. You'll love it. Take it internally or on your teeth, and you can click an order, see the ad right there, Pearlseum, that nice green container, Pearlseum, on OneRadioNetwork.com.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly a sighing sigh. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap.
Good morning, it's January 7th, 2019. First Monday of the month, and now the medium Monday, which would be the halfway point, would be the third Monday of the month. Adam Bergstrom is here because he's so much fun to talk to. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Adam, I've been experimenting with some turpentine, and I don't know why. I'm good, I just don't know why I'm doing it, but I thought, well, maybe if I've got some, you know, creepy crawlies running around, as Dr. Daniels suggests, that turpentine might be fun. You know, who knows if you got any of these guys. And they say that if you have animals, you probably have some unwanted actors in your body. But, you know, they say a lot of things, so you got to be careful what they say. Anyway, so I've been doing a teaspoon in castor oil, I think 10 days in a row. And I don't know, nothing real specific, but there's some real, I don't know, something energetically, positively going on in my body with these things. And the other day I had a real flu-like day. Just I felt like I was going to die, but I could tell it was just some kind of a detox or, you know, Herxheimer thing from this turpentine. So maybe I was killing off some kids. What is your take in your world, in your model of yes, no, maybe chronobiotic nutrition on parasites?
Usually, if you eat on time, they will go away by themselves. But sometimes they do appear, like in when people go to foreign countries, you know, the deli belly.
Yeah.
And the Aztec two-step, those type of things happen. So then certain detoxifications are definitely a good idea.
Yeah.
And turpentine has been a long-standing one.
Yeah. I've never really done it with the castor oil, and I like it better than the sugar. You know, just take a teaspoon of castor oil and a tablespoon of castor oil and a teaspoon of the pure gum spirits, and because it seems to really just kind of go down easy and, you know, smooth. And the sugar is a little weird for me, but, you know, I don't know. So, you know,
I'm experimenting with sugar, eating 5 pounds of white sugar per month.
I know, that's crazy. You did that, right?
I don't recommend it, but I'm experimenting. You know, sugar does, it's like an antibiotic. Like if you have a wound or something, you put it on it externally or internally, it heals it right away, an abscess, whatever. Really is amazing as a medicine. As a food, like I'm experimenting with it, I don't recommend it. I'll let people know how I do.
Well, that's right. I think I saw that on your blog. You're doing that now, aren't you?
I'm doing it now. You know,
that's crazy, Adam Bergstrom. Why are you eating 5 pounds of sugar?
At one time, Hugh Hefner was eating 270 teaspoons of white sugar.
Oh, because
that's
all
how much was in all the Pepsi he was drinking.
Yeah, all the drinks he was drinking. Hey, what do you have, like 10 Pepsis a day or something crazy like that?
I think it was 30.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Wow.
Warren Buffett would complain because he owns Coca-Cola.
That's right. Wow.
He drinks 5 Cherry Cokes a day, I believe it is.
Warren does?
Warren Buffett, yep. They own Coca-Cola, so he starts the day off very unsullied with peanuts and Coca-Cola, and then for dinner he has pretty regularly a big steak, three Cherry Cokes, and what else is it? Pie, I think. Oh, hash browns, a double order of hash browns.
I'll be done.
On a regular basis. And he's 88 years old, and Charlie Munger just turned 95. Yeah. What's with those guys eating junk food?
Well, I also read Buffett, Warren, he drives to McDonald's a lot and gets an Egg McMuffin for on the way to work because he owns half of McDonald's, or he owns a lot of McDonald's stock.
He definitely has Egg McMuffins, yes.
Isn't that funny? 88, too. You know, these guys, I don't know. What do you suppose that is when these guys with a lot of money, sometimes they live a long time. Maybe no stress of making money or something?
Happiness helps. And when you're doing what you like, because Warren Buffett has said that for the last 60 or 80 years, he's done exactly what he wants to do. So his hobby matches his job.
Right.
And that ensures that you live longer. Look at Kirk Douglas. He just turned 102. He lives right here in Montecito.
Is Kirk still around?
He's still around, you bet. Golly, Michael Douglas' son is in his 80s now, something like that.
Yeah, he's up there. He's still acting. And I didn't know Kirk Douglas was still with us.
Yeah, they just celebrated his, he has a house in Beverly Hills, one here in Montecito, and they just celebrated his 102nd birthday in December.
That's funny.
Now, he eats pretty healthily. You know, he was really good friends with Gypsy Boots, if you remember Gypsy Boots. He was the guy who wrote, Bare Feet and Good Things to Eat. Mm-hmm. I knew him personally. He used to come up to the health food store that I managed and was a regular. Quite a guy.
Mm-hmm. I think we put a pineal gland video on our website maybe last week, and people they're really fascinated with this whole pineal gland thing. You've written about it in your blogs.
You know, I just counted up this morning. I think I have 10 or 12 blogs about the pineal gland, and particularly refuting the fact that fluoride decalcifies the pineal gland. That's completely untrue. It's exactly the opposite.
Wait a minute. Fluoride calcifies it? No.
No, it decalcifies it. But they want to say that it calcifies the pineal gland, which is exactly the opposite. You know, what does the pineal gland do for us? If you want to exercise the pineal gland, the best thing to do is the tree pose in yoga, or do the dismount in gymnastics, or swim. Those are the things that develop the pineal gland. And fluoride destroys the pineal gland by getting rid of the otoconia. You can look the otoconia up. Those are necessary for the utricle and the saccule in the third ear as well as in the third eye.
All right. So you're saying that fluoride is not good for the pineal gland, but it's good, not good because of the real reason, your conjecture, rather than calcifying it, correct?
It decalcifies it because we have these things called otoconia. Anyone can check it out. And if you put fluoride destroys enamel in quotation marks, you will find that that's what happens, because it takes the crystals of calcium and destroys them. So it doesn't calcify it. It does exactly the opposite. It models, M-O-T-T-L-E-D, it models the pineal gland.
And that's not good?
Not at all, because our balance is concerned with the bird's nest, it's called. The bird's nest is the name of the pineal gland. And other things that destroy it are carbonic anhydrase inhibitors. That means anti-glaucoma drugs, tetracycline, streptomycin, some diuretics, anti-epilepsy drugs, altitude sickness drugs, all of these destroy people's pineal glands. When people get older and they start to lose their balance, breaking their hips and everything like that, that's the pineal gland that has been destroyed. And it shouldn't be. You should have enough balance to do a flip or whatever by the time you're 80 or 90, but people start to lose it because of lipofuscin, because of these drugs, and because of fluoride in the water.
I'll be done. Now, What's the tree pose in yoga? What does that look like?
The tree pose is when you kind of get on a the Vibrant Gal is doing it. It's when you stand on one foot, basically. Also, the dancer's pose in yoga.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, I just Googled it. So you stand,
extend your arm. And then the figure four, the side plank, the warrior, all of those yoga poses are really good for the pineal gland.
So I see it here. You stand on one leg. You put the other leg on the inside of your thigh. And you either doing an asana kind of prayer thing on your chest or with your arms up high. That would be the tree pose, right?
Exactly. And the pineal is also tied in with motion, your ability to sense motion through the eyes. Hmm. And that means that a person with a well-developed pineal gland can actually see a plant grow. They can actually see it grow. Now, first you would start with kudzu, which does grow about a foot a day, I believe. But you should be able to see that type of movement. The less movement you can see, the less your pineal gland is functioning. Uh-huh. And it is the doorway, you know, the 10,000 petal lotus, the Dazhuan Dwar, the doorway to consciousness and sonics.
Yeah. So, but it's I've always wondered, though, if we're talking about soul, and some people conjecture that we live right there in the pineal or around it, and I believe that soul comes and goes a lot through the pineal gland. But if we're talking about other than physical thing, I wonder, do you think the physicality of the pineal gland would then affect soul's ability to utilize it for spiritual purposes?
Nope, the medulla oblongata.
The medulla.
Yeah, and even that is created by soul. Soul isn't created by anything. It's the highest rung in the ladder.
Yeah. It's the source, right? Know the source.
The source. Know the source. Yeah.
Know
that's
the source.
A good thing for that too.
Yeah, know the source. Yeah. So that's interesting that the fluoride does wonky things to the pineal, but not exactly what is being told out there in planet Earth.
Well, anybody who really looks at the otoconia, all they have to do is get on the internet and study the otoconia. It's made out of calcite, which is the sunstone of the Vikings. And you can clearly see that without calcite matched with 40% glycoprotein in the pineal gland, you can't have any balance or function, and the pineal intuition degenerates too.
Huh.
So it's amazing that such a rumor could start, that so many people are going on and on about it, decalcifying it, when clearly, I mean, calcifying it, when actually it's exactly the opposite. The otoconia, or the otoliths in the saccule, are necessary for our balance, for our inner vision, for a whole bunch of things, and it's really clear. It's also called the penis of the brain, by the way.
I beg your pardon.
It's a very important organ.
I would think so. How do you spell otoconia?
Otoconia, O-T-O-C-O-N-I-A, and they're doing a lot more research on it. Now, sometime when Vibrant Gal broke her ankle about 6 years ago, she had a otoconia problem where they got, due to the trauma, they got juggled up. So there's a technique on the internet you can find to balance those otoconia. Now, if you don't have those otoconia, you can't even stand on your own 2 feet. So obviously, you don't want to decalcify the pineal gland. You want to calcify it with the proper calcite. There are other minerals in there besides calcium carbonate and calcite, but calcium carbonate is the one you want. It's the secret of the Polaroid land camera, too. It has holographic vision, and that's why it's in the pineal gland.
See, folks, you know, if you just want to go out there in the sheep and just keep grazing, listening to stuff, people saying stuff on the interweb, or you want to come here, and Adam Bergstrom will give you his latest research. And for some reason, I trust Adam more than I do all the other stuff out there because I just do. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Go, Adam, again, Talk about the connection with the pineal and the folks that get up there, more revolutions around the sun can tend to fall and break their little bones and stuff. And how does that connect it?
Those otoconia start to get, they degenerate. In other words, the calcite actually starts to break down. And of course, fluoride is one of the things that does that. And fluoride has a buddy. It's called aluminum. It brings aluminum in there. And it happens to be that, as we know from Dinshaw Gaudiali, you know, his color therapy, that calcium is in the color orange, silica is in the color orange, and boron is in the color orange, necessary for bone, but so is aluminum. And so when you bring aluminum into the pineal gland, you mess up the calcite in another way. So there's multiple ways to mess up the pineal gland, and it's good to preserve it and take care of that. It's the only inorganic mineral in the body, according to some authorities. It's a highly calcified concretion, is also what it's called. Biocrystals.
Oh, what's the inorganic mineral is what? The only?
Calcite.
Oh, calcite.
It's in the Polaroid land camera, the original one, when it was experimented with it. It's related to quinine, and it's in microcrystals. That's the otoconia. You can also hear them called otoliths, which means basically ear rocks. Hmm. But we also have third eye rocks. Those same, it's no accident that those otoliths are in the pineal gland and the inner ears, the only place it is. So we have the abilities of the fish, which have very large otoconia, and the birds, which have it in the third eye. The bird actually can see through its skull with the third eye, and lizards can too. We have the inner sight of it. And many times people have made their money with the pineal gland. You may or may not have heard about the bouncing bionic billionaire, Dan, third eye Dan, the money man, Pena.
No, I haven't heard about him.
The man who cusses continuously, and many people have gotten rich by following the bionic billionaire's advice.
That's funny.
And he has the third eye naturally and won't do any techniques for it because he says, I have it already.
That's funny. That's great. Anna Bergstrom, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Let's get some emails. Great stuff. Great stuff. Okay. An acupuncture teacher once said that a home that is so full of stuff so only narrow paths exist from room to room is indicative of a small intestine problem. This happened to a dear friend of mine. She wants to clean up for the new year. Does this show small intestine trauma, and what can she do to help her small intestines?
As within, so without. Yeah, declutter. It definitely makes a difference, and that is true. As without, as within, so without, as above, so below.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
things that happen. Our environment that we're in is a mirror of what's going on inside our body. So if you have a cluttered house, or if you live in a smoggy neighborhood, that actually is the inside of your body mirroring what's going on inside. So you can actually use your external for diagnostics. The people who came up with the I Ching and various tea leaf readings and things like that realize how the environment reflects what's inside our bodies. Yes. Boy, that's why the mirror is so important in feng shui, by the way.
Yeah. I can remember a year, long, long ago, before I was introduced to my teacher, now Eckankar. I guess this was, I don't know, late 70s or 80 or so. I think I was up in Colorado somewhere, and you know, this is during my real searching days when I was reading all kinds of stuff like Krishnamurti, right, and Alan Watt, and, you know, all these guys. And just that's all I thought about is, you know, who I am, what am I doing here, you know, that kind of thing. So I went to see this guy, and he was some kind of a guru type, but I don't know, supposedly knew. And so I go in there, and I'm talking to him, and talking to him about all this stuff, and just babbling away, I guess. And you know what he told me? He said, I really know. I got it. I got it. He said, all you got to do is just go home and clean your house really, really well. Clean out all your closets, clean your house, and you'll be fine. That's great, man. I said, yeah, so I guess he was probably onto something there.
There's a lot to that. Feng shui and the directions of the house, the way it organized.
Sure.
When a person does it by intuition, and then a feng shui expert comes in and said, you did this just right without me having to rearrange it, you know you're in tune with the universe.
Yeah, I've noticed that myself too. When there is something that needs to be done here in the house, and I just kind of put it off, and it's harder to do what I really want to do, the work, you know, whether about it on the show or writing, until I get that done. Isn't that interesting? Even though you think you let it go, it's still kind of hanging out there somewhere.
That's an aspect of timing. As Swami Nitigritta used to put it, health is doing what you have to do at the time you have to do it.
Oh, doing what you have to do at the time you have to do it. Okay, I like that.
And that's determined by the internal person. It's mm-hmm. not like your boss telling you to do that or the government telling you to do that. It's you, ourselves, mm-hmm. doing it.
Yeah.
That's why Warren Buffett and people like that are so healthy, because they're doing pretty much what they want to do, you know.
Yeah. The idea would be to wake up every morning and do exactly what you want.
Exactly. Yeah. Just like Warren Buffett, he buys hail damaged cars, used cars to drive around, because that doesn't mean anything to him. But buying Coca-Cola or Solomon Brothers or something like that, that does mean something to him. So he counts what he owns as the companies that he buys, the numerous companies he buys.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It just depends. If you're doing what you love to do, and how many people really do? I probably would guess 3% of people really enjoy exactly and are doing exactly what they want to do.
Yeah.
With no government interference, with no employment interference, with no health interference. That's happiness, and that's health.
Happiness.
Dr. John Sarno goes into that. And, you know, I was too late, for several of my friends have gotten hip replacements and knee replacements. And actually, John Sarno, one of the audiobooks that I recommend people listen to, that's 3 hours, 24 minutes, and 34 seconds. It's John Sarno's Healing Back Pain, The Mind-Body Connection, which is a lot more than just back pain. It's about fibromyalgia, knee replacements, hip replacements, you name it. And all of those things are mostly unnecessary. The 700,000 knee replacements a year in this country, estimated to be up to 3,480,000 by 2030. And the 2,500,000 people who have hip replacements, most of them are totally unnecessary. And he explains why brilliantly in his book, and it's also why I do body dowsing. John E. Sarno, in his audiobook, it's just amazing.
I'll look for it. It'll probably get on Amazon. Is it Healing Back Pain by John Sarno, the audio CD?
Yes, you find it on YouTube.
Oh, you get it right on YouTube.
Absolutely free on YouTube. Yeah, they have a lot of audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks recently, and that's one of our favorites.
What have you been hearing lately?
Well, for some reason, we've been interested in books like Jordan Belfort's Catching the Wolf of Wall Street and Michael Lewis's Liar's Poker about Salomon Brothers. So we've been listening to some financial stuff lately.
Uh-huh.
Vibrant Gal used to invest in the markets. It was really good. In fact, one of the reasons we went to New Zealand is because they changed the gold investing laws, and so we went there to try that out. But New Zealand, you know, they're the first one that started drug commercials on TV, so we found out they're a little bit too bureaucratic for our taste.
Yeah.
We're becoming that way. And, of course, Vibrant Gal is from Hungary, where they were really bureaucratic.
Looks like you can get the, well, if you wanted to get the CD and play it in your car, but I guess you could even figure out how to do the YouTube thing. Healing Back Pain, Sarno audio for $23.59. So it's $20, but you can get the whole thing on YouTube for freebies.
It's the whole, well, the abridged version. So I guess you can get the whole thing at Amazon. But the abridged version, the 3 hours, gives you the taste to see if you'd like it. Then if you want the rest of it, plus he's written about 3 books and there's lots of information. You know, Howard Stern had tremendous back pain where he had to lie down on his back to do his show, and he was considering shoulder surgery and everything, and Sarno stopped all of that. He faced his emotional issues, went to get some psychotherapy. Some of it's good, some of it's not. By the way, psychosomatic has been taken out of the DSM. It's no longer a term because they want to give you drugs.
Oh, the idea that the mind-body connection is really real. They don't believe
in mind anymore. They believe in brain, that brain creates mind instead of mind creates brain. And anyone knows that soul creates mind creates brain.
That's correct, Mundo. That's my understanding anyway. Of course, I'm clueless. You know, I could be totally wrong and not agreeing with you. That's
right. Everybody should be clueless like you, Patrick. By the way, I wanted to say for your store, we would like to make you an offer. Our video that we have on energy, we would like to donate it to your store, that you sell it for whatever price you want, our recommended price or yours, and you can sell it right out of your store and then keep all the money for yourself.
Oh, you know, yeah, if I even gal sent me that, I was going to talk to you about that.
Well, yeah, you can sell it right on your site.
Well, why don't we sell it and let you keep the money? Let's do that. We're going to sell it here, and then we're going to give the money to you.
We want to donate it to One Radio Network. I think you're not going to sell it in your store, definitely.
I'll accept that. So I don't know how we'll do that, but we'll figure it out. I'll talk to Sharon. Well, thanks for that. Yeah, I got to watch it. I have it in my queue to watch. And what's it about?
Well, it's about energy, how to use energy to affect your health. You know, the Texas Highway Patrol and other highway patrols use energy to zip and unzip your meridians to weaken and strengthen you when they approach you when they stop you for a ticket or whatever. And people don't realize how these subtle energies are used by the establishment, by both the military and the police forces. They're called control techniques. And basically, you can affect someone across the room by just the flick of your hand or even by moving your eyes. Huh. I explained it pretty thoroughly on this video.
Well, how cool is that? There's a lady, do you know Donna Eden? She has a great book. I think I first learned about the zip-up thing. I don't know if it's the same thing you talk about.
It could be. Yeah. I'm not familiar with her, but the zip-up thing definitely works. And now, when the highway patrol do it, they call it splitting the optical field instead of zipping and unzipping the meridian. Except how do they explain the fact that it works through the wall when the person can't even see it? So that's another thing about it. And it even works. I've zipped and unzipped a person's meridian 2,000 miles away before.
Well, good. I beg your pardon. Don't you unzip in my meridian? I don't know you that well. Adam Bergstrom, Patrick Timpone, this is One
Starving for Vitality
Radio Network.
We're turning to energy drinks, stimulants, and pharmaceuticals to try to improve our focus, increase our metabolism, rescue our sex drive, and adapt to the stresses of modern-day living. Each year, an elk sheds its impressive antlers, regenerating an even larger set the following year. These velvet antlers have been a revered traditional medicine for thousands of years. Elk antler harnesses the adaptogenic and highly regenerative growth factors from this natural and ethical resource into a concentrated, bioavailable extraction. Its revitalizing effects span bone, muscle, and nerve support, improve metabolism, cellular repair, sexual potency, anti-inflammation, vascular strengthening, and hormone production. Humanely harvested from free-range U.S. elk, extracted in organic alcohol, and protected in Miron glass, our elk antler is available in 3 strengths to restore your vitality at any level.
Boy, what a great product. And guys and girls, you team this up with the pine pollen, and boy, you got a 1-2 punch-a-rooney there that'll keep your hormones happy. And I suspect, and Daniel's talked about it, and I suspect, and we've had plenty of ladies that have tried the pine pollen. That little commercial there was for Elk Velvet, tried the pine pollen and really had a good experience with it, especially those who are getting around the, you know, 40, 50, or 60th and going into the menopause thing. It provides a little bit of support with testosterone. So these are great products. I just, during the last sale, I just ordered some more. So I do both of them every day, and I've been doing the pine pollen, oh gosh, forever. And everybody's happy, you know, here. So I think you'll like them. Like it. It's Pine Pollen and Elk Velvet Antler on OneRadioNetwork.com and Easter Thrival link. I watched a really cool documentary on deer in our culture, in the world, and about all the deer around and the different, and they were going on and on and showing how the big racks on these male deer, how it grows so much a day. It actually grows this much every day to grow those things in 1 year. So the same thing happens with the elk, but huge. Can you imagine? They drop off every year and they grow that again. So that's why this velvet on the elk velvet is very powerful growth factor and help you get stronger and all the cool stuff that they do. Me ordering Stockton today. I was going to order Friday. Then I thought, well, but it's good to order on Monday. I'm going to order today, and that will get me, they'll probably ship it tomorrow. So it'll be here by Thursday or Friday. And so it's good to order on Monday. If you'd like to try some of the Stockton Aloe One Aloe product, it comes in frozen. They have a minimum of two half gallons. And it'll come in frozen and styrofoam, all packaged up real nicely. It might be defrosted a little bit. And even if it's halfway defrosted, all you do is pour out what you want right then when it comes in, and then put the rest back in the freezer, and then just thaw it out as you need it. And this is the pure aloe vera, just right out of the pulp. And so many cool things with aloe. Man, I've been seeing more and more things that aloe does. I've been trying to save them up and write notes so I can pass them on to you. It's just crazy. It has a long, long, long history of really nice things for the skin, the hair, longevity, just cool stuff, really cool. So check it out. It is a Stockton Aloe One. We have all of Living Streams products in our store, 14 of them. If you have questions about them, I don't know which one to get, which one to try. Let me give you a phone number. Her name is Marilyn, 360-912-2981. 360-912-2981. You can talk to her, ask her about some of the products. There's most of the things they don't want to put on the website because they're kind of on a short leash with the FDNA, and they have to be real careful about making any kind of claims, which they don't. This just helps the body to get more bacteria. And that second brain down there that Montauk Chia talks about on our website on the front page, that second brain there, right in the, you should watch that. That's in your stomach, in your intestines, and all those minerals are very, very important. I mean, all the probies and bacteria are very important for that whole thing to work. So get yourself some probiotics, and you can call Marilyn, 360-912-2981. And she'll talk to you and give you some ideas about what you might want to try and what not try, depending on what you have going on. And then also, then please, when you do that, they'll order through our website. Don't order on the phone. Please order through the website. That way we'll get a commission on the deal. That's how we support ourselves. Here's physicist, biologist, chemist, Dr. Gerald Pollack on Far Infrared Saunas.
Infrared energy is what builds this fourth phase of water. And the idea of a sauna, you know, you go in and you sweat and you receive this infrared energy and you feel great after you come out. I felt the same, and so have so many people. And most of us think, well, you know, it's just some sort of psychological issue, and it might be. However, experimentally, we know that infrared energy builds the fourth phase. Your cells should be filled with this fourth phase, but you know, we tend to be somewhat dehydrated and missing some of this fourth phase. And so what happens is, if you subject yourself to infrared, the infrared is absorbed by your body, absorbed by your cells, and it converts ordinary water to fourth phase water, and then you feel better.
How cool is that? Structuring the water in your body with the Relax Far Infrared Sauna.
That's pretty cool, Patrick. Oh, we have it on sale right now through the month of August 2017. The Relax Far Infrared Sauna, great price, delivered continental U.S. $9.95. Are you outside continental U.S.? Email me for extra shipping. Otherwise, order away right now, $9.95 delivered. And our regular delivery price is $11.95 on OneRadioNetwork.com.
You are greater than the universe. You are brighter than the sun. You are deeper than the sea. You are.
Talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com. Once again, here's Patrick.
Okay, Adam Bergstrom is here. Adam will be here twice a month now, beginning 2 weeks. First and the third Monday of the month. And he has a blog every couple days on One Radio Network. And his website is solartiming.com and also SunSync Nutrition, the SunSinker. Is only $99 and you get a lifetime prescription to that guy. That's the only prescription we recommend that you get is to Adams. Otherwise, I wouldn't do prescriptions, but you get a lifetime prescription to SunSync for $99. And then solartiming.com, that's where you have all the different ebooks, right? And how many ebooks do you have, Adam?
On solar timing, I think we've got about 30 of them now. I'm working on another one on mesmerism. And also we have appointments and all kinds of other things on the site. So check it out.
What do you mean appointments? You mean consultations?
I do consultations, yeah.
You do them on Skypers?
On Skype, yep.
But you can't
teach people how to do body dowsing, and anybody can learn. It's like driving a car, though. It takes practice. And strangely enough, it can tell more than any other body technique out there, and it's the easiest to learn, and yet people seem to ignore it because it's too easy.
Do you have an ebook on body dowsing?
Yes, I do. Mind Reading for the Millions. And that has the technique, and then we have a free video that's out there. Usually when people order the book, we send them a copy of the video, too. It's when you turn the feet in a sideways figure eight, you can find minute body movements. And those movements only appear when you have an engram or a cognitive shock with a person. Once the cognitive shock is resolved, then you can't find the movement anymore. So when I was working with a friend of mine in Sedona, I was turning her feet, and I said, you have a problem with this woman you just mentioned. Oh, no, Roger cleared her out of my cellular memory. Huh. And I said, if I can find it in your feet, it's not out of your cellular memory.
Well, how do you find it in people's feet on Skype long distance?
Well, you can see body language, too. Recently on Facebook, I put a lady talking about a cancer drug, a bogus one, by the way. But in 2 minutes and 2 seconds, you'll see her eye movement go. So probably she lost a female friend or relative to the very cancer that she's talking about. You'll find it at 2 minutes and 2 seconds and 2 minutes and 4 seconds. Maybe I'll put it on under my blog in the comments section too. So wow. You can read that type of thing. In other words, our eye movements, our cheeks lifting, all of those happen on one side. If you have both sides, obviously, if I come up with my fist, you're going to blink your eyes in defense. That's both eyes. But when one eye does it and the other doesn't, you have a cognitive shock or trauma. And most techniques that claim to clear these things, they don't have a way to prove it. Well, body dowsing has a way to prove it. In other words, it's either there or it's not. There's no in between.
Yeah.
It either shows up or it doesn't. And that's why sometimes I'm unpopular when I hang around NLP people and people who say that, the trauma's clear, and then you just turn the feet and there it is.
So it's not there. So what kind of things do you use to help folks clear the trauma?
You know, the main trauma clearing, besides doing letting the steam out of the steam pot, like yawning, stretching, and things like that, is to resolve the issue. So if you know that you have an issue with your aunt and whatever it is, now I'm going to give you an extreme case. Once upon a time, we were working at the Texas Institute of Reflex Sciences with a man who was crippled because he wanted to strangle his grandmother, and that would stop him from strangling his grandmother. Now, the way to get well would be to strangle his grandmother, but that is not a good idea.
No, that's not good.
It's certainly antisocial. So what you want to give him is a greater reward to get above that. But most people, and that man, by the way, after Swami Nitty Gritty worked on him and got him walking, he drove. He had one of those cars you drove by hand, you know, the brakes and everything there. Mm-hmm. He crashed it on his way to visit his grandmother so that he wouldn't have to strangle her. So these things, as strange as it sounds, and Dr. Sarno in his book goes into that, those are the things that give people hip pains and knee pains and all like that. Most pain in the knee, if a person has a degenerated disc, many people do and have no pain at all. In fact, many people have pain, almost unbearable pain in the knee and in other places, and it has nothing to do with the joint. In fact, when bone is on bone, there's no nerve there anymore. There is no pain. So we even had a friend was told by the doctor, you have to get that knee surgery or you'll be crippled for life. That's a voodoo curse, and it's absolutely untrue. And our friend got a knee surgery for no reason at all.
That's a voodoo. So how do you determine what the trauma is?
That's where body dowsing comes in. You simply turn the feet and find out who's the matter and what it is.
Oh, you ask it questions, you mean, while you're turning?
Yes, you can do it with dogs, too. Dogs have traumas, too. I did it first as a joke with my co-author of Yes, No, Maybe on her dog, Duchess, and I found out that Duchess had a trauma with her. Now, Duchess got rid of the trauma with her when she traveled so much, she got attached to her husband. And when she came back, she had no more trauma with the owner.
Boy, that's pretty cool. Here's an email. Patrick, I'm wondering how Adam's experimentation with sugar is coming along. All the best. This is from Tucker in Northwest Territories up in Canada.
So far, okay. But, you know, I could have diabetes before it's over with.
So tell folks what you're doing if they're just tuning in. This is pretty amazing.
Well, one of the things I found is that for infections, it worked. And at one time, I had a abscess, and so it got rid of it right away. In fact, it can take care of an abscess sometimes within minutes. And one of the tricks is to hold the sugar in your mouth and let it dissolve without swallowing it. And sugar pulling, if you will.
Sugar pulling.
And anyway, I experiment with more sugar because Ray Pete was talking about it. And by the way, I am not a Petarian. A lot of the things that the Peters are doing and what they're taking, to me, are I'm just not going to do it. But many things Ray Pete said do make sense. And the sugar thing, which Otto Warburg said exactly the opposite. He didn't say to avoid sugar. He said to avoid lactate from the sugar that's not correctly metabolizing. So if sugar metabolizes correctly, it's okay. However, you can get too much. That's why people in the condiment industry, they will actually lose their fingernails if they have them in sugar all day. So again, this is not something I recommend. I recommend that people, for their sweeteners, get it from fresh fruit, fresh ripe fruit, and from things like honey and maple syrup and your natural ones.
But for an experiment, you're going to do 5 pounds this month?
I did it this month, 5 pounds.
Oh, you mean the month of December?
Yeah. I checked. I bought a 5 pound bag in December 2nd, and I had one jar full of it left, and I finished it off before the month was over. So I went out and bought some more sugar and replaced it, and so 1 month for 5 pounds. I was surprised I actually took that much.
And what did you feel? I mean, how did that affect your body?
I got energy out of it, you know? I wasn't hyperactive or anything like that. In fact, anything, it's exactly the opposite. It relaxes you. But again, I'm experimenting with this. I don't recommend people do it unless they get an infection that won't heal. That's when they use plain old sugar. And they used to advertise this in nursing magazines and things. Now the nurses deny that because they want to sell you drugs. They want to sell you some kind of antibiotic or whatever. But sugar, white sugar by itself is an antibiotic. And even in honey, you don't need Manuka honey and all those fancy honeys. All you need is something with a lot of sweetener in it. Maple syrup, any type of honey, or just plain white sugar.
So you're talking about just the pure cane sugar from Hawaii, hula hula sugar.
The purest stuff. In other words, nothing is left but the sugar. Nothing else. There's nothing in it but plain sugar. So I'm experimenting with sugar, just like you would take vitamin C separate from the other things that are in it. And actually, it's better to take the C in the whole food. But I'm experimenting like you would with one substance, and that is sugar. Simple CHO.
I'll be darned. And so your pulse rate didn't increase. How about your blood sugar levels? Have you taken those with a sugar little meter thing where you prick your finger at all, or do you care?
You know, I don't usually do tests. My test is, how do you feel? And if I feel well, then that's okay. Mm-hmm. And we all have that monitor within us. How do we feel? We know how we feel. And if you bounce out of bed in the morning, wow, I can't wait to get up and get it on, then you're happy. That's why money helps, because a lot of people, as Dan Pena puts it, if you think that money doesn't buy happiness, you're not shopping in the right place.
That's funny. Well, that's very, very interesting, huh?
Yeah. So anyway, happiness is, it's not... Money can keep score for some people, and it does make people happy, and prosperity. And also, to quote Dan Pena again, you can't save the world unless you get money. That's why Warren Buffett and other people who are philanthropists, they can't do anything until they have the money to save it. Otherwise, we can just complain on Facebook about it, like I do sometimes.
I'll be dumb. Well, the sugar. So you're going to do another 5 pounds this month, you think?
I think so.
I'll be done.
By the end of the month or even in 2 weeks what's happening. But again, I don't recommend you do this, and I'll be the human guinea pig on this. But I do recommend that keep some sugar around, because if you do get an infection, you'll be amazed how quickly it will clear it up. And I'm talking about serious infections that you would have to go to the doctor. I'm not advising anybody to not go to the doctor of their choice or holistic therapist of their choice, but sugar in an emergency, if you're on a camping trip, you can't get to a doctor, there you go. Have some white sugar with you.
Wow. And this is pretty crazy. So you'd be able to tell if your blood sugar was getting really wonky, wouldn't you?
You get dizzy, you have different types of symptoms. Yeah, there's a whole list of symptoms you can find on the internet, even on Wikipedia.
Yeah. You mentioned vitamin C. I don't recall, are you a fan of, ascorbic acid as a vitamin C, Or do you think we should, if we want that, we want to get a real good food source, and even though the milligrams aren't there, that it's a better choice, as many people conjecture?
I think the food choice is different. In fact, the one that Dirk Pearson used to criticize, the dehydroascorbic acid, may be the actual natural one, because ascorbic acid is an oxidant and dehydro is an antioxidant. So there's two types. So I think that the supplemental form can be handy in some cases, but the food kind, and we get our major source of vitamin C from fruit and from potatoes.
Potatoes, yeah, good old potatoes.
Potatoes. We have two or three a night.
Really? You eat that many potatoes, do you?
Yeah, we do.
You're a potato head, you? What's that?
We're potato-holics.
Yeah, potato-holics. You doing the, you do the white potatoes?
Or? White potatoes with lots of butter.
Man,
we have sweet potatoes. Vibrant Gal doesn't like sweet potatoes that much. She has them very seldom. But I once in a while switch off for those. But last night I had three potatoes, and she had three potatoes and lots of butter.
Not three of those big bacon potatoes.
Smaller potatoes. We have the red potatoes.
Oh, I see.
We get the ones that are the best. And be careful of the green ones. They have solanine in it, so don't get the... If the ones turn green, if you let them hang out a while down in your cellar or wherever, and they get green or they get the little shoots on them, then you don't want to eat that part of it. It's not as toxic as they say, but it is toxic. Solanine is a toxin, and it can kill people in rare cases if you have enough of it.
Here's an email for Adam Bergstrom. It's January 7th, 2019. We're going to talk about Alzheimer's, the eyes, the connection, the brain, the heart, with a cool guy tomorrow, and also a person that we heard about from somebody that we trust their judgment, doing some of the coolest stuff ever with stem cells. We're going to talk to her tomorrow, too. One Radio Network. Don't forget, we have 2,500 plus podcasts for your listening and dancing pleasure. Everything's free, of course. Just put in our search engine, put in someone's name, or some particular body part, or something you want to look into, root canals, or like detox, or liver cleanse, or, you know, whatever, vitamin C. And you'll find a lot of stuff in there that are really fun. These interviews go back, I guess, 10 years. Our first one we did, Adam, was with Adam Bergstrom. It was March 6th or 10th or 8th, 2008, one of those days. We still have the original show on there. You can go find it. I think it was early March 2008. It's funny. Here's an email for you, Adam. Many YouTube fitness experts, which he has in quotes, thank you very much, often recommend that people avoid eating cottage cheese because back in 2006, Dr. T. Colin Campbell wrote in his book, The China Study, startling implications for diet, weight loss, and long-term health, that casein, the primary protein found in cottage cheese, is carcinogenic. What does Adam think about the safety of casein and regular consumption of cottage cheese for people trying to gain lean muscle mass?
Casein is okay in cheeses and things like that, but in cottage cheese, that's how they used to make buttons for your shirts, plastic. So it does get caught in the colon, and I don't take cottage cheese or Philadelphia cream cheese, but I do take cheddar cheese, Swiss cheese, some of those cheeses, but not cottage cheese, so I agree. I don't know if it's carcinogenic necessarily, but I do know it can cause problems in your colon, and I suppose that kind of irritation can lead to cancer.
It's funny. So Dr. Colin, in the China study, maybe he's onto something with this idea of cottage cheese. You know, I found that it's really interesting. I just love it, especially if you put some nice, like olive oil or, you know, some really nice oil with it, kind of the Budwick thing. But I never did good with it at all. I could feel weird after a couple hours, and I just stopped buying it years ago. Maybe that's what I was feeling. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people do that Budwick thing, but I'm not a big fan of it. And the flax oil, of course, I'm not a fan of. Flax oil, however, it was used originally by Budwig to cleanse the colon. you would take it, and because the body didn't like flax oil, it clings to colon.
Huh.
But then when it became fashionable for flax oil to be a healthy oil, they started using smaller amounts. You know, originally, the Gerhard diet, it was not part of it at all. Mm-hmm. He didn't want anything to do with oils, and later it was added after he went on his cosmic vacation.
Mm-hmm.